Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I guess I, you didn't see, I don't have my camera.
Yeah, why don't you have a camera?
I turned it off from last week and it just didn't put back on.
Oh, here you go. Okay. All right, you can go. It's recording.
Week two of the NFL is here. I didn't watch any of it. So let's just BS our way through the week of the NFL. Coming now, down the wire.
I be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up from Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key, yeah. Something's happening inside of me, excellent.
Episode 33, down the wire.
Just wanna let everyone know, I actually did watch football. I just said that as, like the hot fire to get everyone interested.
The super hot fire. The super hot fire that is running through my entire body right now. This is going to be my flu game, all right? I don't know what happened. I don't know what I ate or drank yesterday, but...
Why? That's what you did.
Something messed up yesterday. I'm not hungover. There is some sort of bug that just hit me today. I'm feeling a little bit better, but I tried to man up and think like, hey, I'll just, you know, I woke up at like 6 in the morning and I was already sick and I didn't have class until 10. And I thought like, hey, you know what? We'll just see how we're feeling at around 10 and make that call. I go and I pull up to right where I'm about to start walking to class. At about 9:40, and I coughed, and then I shit my pants, so I went home for the rest of the day.
Yeah,
I was cool. I was like, all right, my day's over. I'm not going anywhere ever again, so. But I didn't shit my pants in class. I was still in my car.
Oh, you know, because that's much better.
It wasn't, like, full-on shit. I was just like, I know, like, when I take these off, like...
It sounds like you're just full on.
No. It wasn't like full on, but it was like something fell out, you know? And so I was okay. Like, I couldn't just go in there with a little squirt in there. I was going. So.
Oh, it was wet.
Oh, yeah. It's been both sides sitting on a toilet holding the waste basket for most of the day. It's, yeah. The plan is to go just get sponsored by an Imodium company after this. And hopefully I can get better.
Well, Godspeed to you, good sir.
But I will...
What else do you want me to say to that?
I don't know. That was just my story, and I thought it was funny. I just was like, yeah, no, I'm good. I'm good for the rest of the day. So
shit the podcast like you shit your pants.
No. I actually watched a lot of football, and I thought it was a very good week in the NFL this week. And week two... did not disappoint from a football fan perspective, but we have yet to be decided on a Packer fan perspective as if it is ruined or not.
Hey, no. Like I said on my radio call this morning, it's National String Cheese Day. There's no chance in hell they lose.
I don't think they will either. I'm on a worried scale of like 1 to 10, I'm at a 2, I think. Like, yeah, last week did look bad, but come on. We're playing the Lions with Jared Goff. Like, I'm not really too worried.
Also, tomorrow is Greg Jennings' birthday, and if I have to hear him say, I told you so, on his fucking birthday because the Packers lost, I just might blow my brain.
Greg Jennings is so annoying to listen to on those networks.
What happened?
Yeah, dude. He had a falling out with Green Bay bad. And I don't know. He tried to say we brainwashed him and stuff. You remember that?
I don't understand Greg Jennings at all. And you know what? He has really no leg to stand on because he was complete trash once he left Green Bay.
Well, that's because he didn't break his fucking leg. There's no leg to stand on. You know?
That is fair. He put the team on his back.
All day, Darren Sharper.
Classic.
All right. Should we get into some football for the week now after talking about a 15-year-old YouTube video that made Greg Jennings' career more viral than it needed to be?
All right, fine.
Okay, let's start, write it up. Week one, Thursday night game, Giants and Washington football team.
Ooh.
Wow, this just screams Thursday night, but it was actually a pretty good game through all the way out. But not because of the good football being played, because of all the shit football being played, it made it a really good game.
What about your boy, Taylor Heinicke, dog?
Yeah, he played pretty well, but I think it's fair to say, like, Washington football team is not as good as we thought they were.
Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't even say that, because we didn't have super high hopes for the offense. I will say, you know who is better than we thought they were? That's wide receiver Terry McLaurin.
Terry, scary Terry, man.
Terry McLaurin, the fucking monster.
He was catching everything in his radius. And shout out to Logan Thomas, former quarterback at Virginia Tech, turned tight end when he got to the NFL. Also a stud for Washington, too.
Yeah, you know what? I got to give some props where it's due, though, because, like, that's where it's at right now. The Heinicke to McLaurin connection is legit, and I highly suggest everyone on their fantasy football teams go out and find them on the waiver wire. Terry McLaurin is no joke. He's going to score some major points this year.
He's an animal. He looks really good, and that is the problem. I think we thought Washington was going to have a much better defense this year. And
yes, like, what happened to it? Like, it has no more, like, no discipline at all. And it has issues this year where it didn't have issues last year.
It doesn't get the pass rush like you would like. I mean, they're playing the Giants this week, and Daniel Jones didn't even look terrible. I mean, like, Daniel Jones is playing for his job this season, and those are just games where it only helps his cause and not the team's cause.
Yeah, and I, you know, it's not giving me much confidence in either one of these teams. And again, I was riding the Washington football team hype train because I thought that defense, in particular, the front of the defense, the defensive front, should have been murder machines these past two games, right? Now, I will say, like, L.A. Chargers have probably one of the better lines in football this year. But this Giants team is not good.
No, by no means.
They are bad. The Giants just don't know how to win at all. They constantly let games just slip away from them for the, what, I don't even know how long it's been since the last time they were in the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, they really gave this one away, and the offsides by Dexter Lawrence for the last play to
classic
make it a 48-yard field goal to a 43-yard field goal, just heartbreaking. And I'm going to say this also this year. This might be the year that the Giants move on from Saquon Barkley because he just sucks, man. He is not good anymore.
And I don't – he's not like standard bust where you just suck altogether. He is injury bust, which is truly sad. Like, that's the saddest part about it, is because if he was healthy, dude could do some damage. But he can never stay on the field.
No, and it shows. He gets beat up, banged up. I think he's one of those guys that's just We'll talk about him later. But you know what? You know what I believe it is with Carson Wentz? I think he just plays hard too much of the time. Like, he's got to take a couple of plays off on the field and not go for everything all the way.
That's what fucking running backs do, right? Especially those bigger ones. You know, Derrick Henry is one of those guys. You know, unfortunately for us and for him, Derrick Henry stays healthy. But, man, just bad. And now you get to see you get to watch these teams next week play substantially better squads. I believe Washington is going against Buffalo, I take it back. New York Giants might actually get a win because they're playing the Falcons next week. But Washington is playing Buffalo. Dog, it's gonna be rough.
I don't like either of these teams, really. I think they're both much worse than we thought these teams could be coming into this season. I thought it was a very good Thursday night football game, though.
Now, don't get me wrong. I don't think they're going to be earth-shattering going forward. I'm not completely done with Washington. I think that their defense is still insanely talented, and maybe they just need to kind of find their way and to find their form again. And I don't know. Taylor Heineke, he doesn't have anything to make him a top quarterback. But as you said with, like, Drew Locke, Taylor Heineke got swag.
Yeah, yeah. He is swaggy as hell.
He does not play with any fear at all. And, hell, that just might help them coast to more victories than you would expect.
I think that he is a very good option bridge quarterback. I don't think he is your franchise guy and a long-term investment by any means. No. But I think that he could have a fun season. I do agree on that. But Washington doesn't have any legit quarterback options this season. I think the defense is a little bit more suspect. There's some holes in it, and we'll have to see. But I was overall very happy with it as a Thursday night football game, so I'd totally be cool with watching that. I think both
game
these
winners,
teams,
man, game winners, yeah, are where it's at.
Do you think both these teams are looking quarterback first round next draft?
I don't think so for the Giants. I think they still are going to run this Daniel Jones train. I don't know why, but I don't see how Washington doesn't.
Mm.
Now, I don't know where Washington falls necessarily, which is the big, like, what if. Like, where will they be able to draft? But, quarterback seems very likely in their near future for both of them.
Okay, all right. You know what doesn't look like quarterback there in any future, if that was a real sentence that made any sense? I just couldn't even do it. I don't know what the fuck that was. Anyway, I'm really excited to talk about this game. I'm talking about Carolina, New Orleans, baby. Sam Darnold. That's what we're going to lead off with on Sunday. Sam Darnold in the noon games looks like a fucking quarterback, baby. I mean, 300 yards again and demolishing the Saints, honestly, and Carolina moves to 2-0, and I know that was one of the ones we disputed on.
Yeah, it was, and I think that was more what the Saints did the week before, not necessarily taking away from the Carolina Panthers. I told you that I liked the Panthers last week, and it wasn't anything against them, because for some miraculous reasoning, Sam Darnold looks like a quarterback.
It's great.
Did you have who? I'll have to go back and listen. Who did you have for comeback player of the year? Because if it's not Sam Darnold at this point, you're looking a little foolish.
No, I think I don't remember who I had. I feel like I had an injury guy. Was there a guy that was injured? I think I might have had McCaffrey.
That's fair.
I might have had McCaffrey.
Now, I will say,
we did it again.
The Lions have been next to this game. The Saints didn't have majority of their coaching staff because they were all under COVID protocols. They were also dealing with some injuries as well. I don't know. I think they might be able to figure it out going forward. I won't say it's like the true asterisk, like, oh yeah, this is not a true win. But I think this is something that you have to kind of look at.
I think that the Panthers look like they have a very dynamic, weird, different offense, and that looks like that's winning this year, is the weird, different offenses. You got just the odd formations, Sam Darnold's not their best player. Their best player is their running back, and they try to get him the ball as much as they can, obviously. And McCaffrey, regardless of what his stat line is, it's just going to be 100 total yards of offense, always. This one, again, 72 rushing yards and 65 receiving yards. He just scores points. That's all he does. And they just want to find weird, different ways to get him the ball. If they get more playmakers and more playmakers involved in Carolina, and they can expose some new areas in Sam Darnold, I don't know, man. I think the offense is really different and really unique, and Matt Rhule has been a pretty good hiring, and Sam Darnold fits it a lot better than Teddy did last year, but Teddy also didn't have McCaffrey.
I think that what you're kind of seeing with Sam Darnold, too, is how he was ill-equipped in New York. He had bad coaching, and he also didn't have a solid team put around him at all.
No, he had no weapons.
And then, on top of that, just was constantly being demoralized every chance that he got, right? Like, making fun of him for, what was it, his mono game?
Yeah, seeing ghosts. What about seeing ghosts?
Yeah, seeing ghosts, right? Like, that's a classic that, hopefully this season, he just sort of says a big fuck you and puts up a middle finger to everyone.
And you know what? All he has to do is win games to do that. It. Yeah, all he has to do is to win games. For people to do that too, and he's 2-0 now. Saints moved to 1-1. Jameis looked like Jameis again. That's part of the fun of Jameis, is you just never know what you're gonna get, and because he can go for those big games like he had last week. He threw for 5,000 yards his last season in Tampa Bay, and he can have those fun games. But he will absolutely have these games where he has a 21 quarterback rating and a 21 QBR and a 26 passer rating, okay, where he gets 50% completion, 100 yards, and 2 touchdowns. It's comical, that stat line.
You have you had a worse rating than Aaron Rodgers did against you. And Aaron Rodgers was historically bad. For Aaron Rodgers, mind you, but wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
They couldn't do anything. They could not do anything. They had 40 yards of offense running the ball. Kamara had 5 yards in 8 carries.
And that's another thing. What the hell is going on with coaches and running backs?
They are just it is a passing league this year.
I get it. But Alvin Kamara is one of the most dynamic backs, not only in the rushing game, rushing attack, but also in the passing game as well. Why aren't you using him?
It's just been really weird.
Just in New Orleans, though. This is pretty much everywhere where they're just sort of losing the idea and the thought that they have these running backs.
Yeah, it's definitely been neglected this year. Last thing I want to say about this game, though, go back to the defensive side of the ball, this time for Carolina. Great steal. Carolina's offseason acquisitions are just spot on between Sam Darnold on their offensive side and that Hassan Reddick signing, of course, because he had a sack and a half too. So let's give it up for Carolina. Knew this team was going to be way nasty this year. Between Hassan Reddick on one side and Brian Burns on the other, team is just full of playmakers.
Oh yeah.
All right. Do you have a game that you want to go into? I kind of jumped in and was like, this is the game I wanted to talk about and was kind of excited about. I watched quite a few other ones as well, but this one made me feel the best almost because I like that the Panthers are playing well.
I mean, the one that I think that I was intrigued a lot by was Cincinnati at Chicago.
This one was also good.
You got a bigger picture on Justin Fields after Andy Dalton goes down, right? And I mean, I was not impressed.
Not at all. No.
I think he was 6 for 10, 60 yards, and like an interception. Like, what? Where is Justin Fields, dude?
I was tweeting about this game as it was going on a couple times, and I had made the comment that Josh McCown could have been winning for the Bears right now if he was playing quarterback still.
It's McCown. Not McCowan. God, Tom. Get it right.
Okay. All right. Continue.
He cares, damn it. Also, too, it was kind of nice. I know that, you know, the Bears, mortal enemies. But whatever. It was kind of nice to see the Bears' defense come back again, too.
They did look really good.
They were non-existent last week, and I even said it, like, they were a big-time hindrance.
Well, to be honest, like, if any team can ever say this, that we lost a game on three plays, it's the Cincinnati Bengals when they threw three picks in a row. Like, that was it. That's the game. There was no coming back from that. And Joe Burrow
even won with a pick six, right? Didn't Roquan?
Roquan even took one back. They literally lost by the margin of those three plays too.
I don't know what. That pick. Didn't T. Higgins have that fumble too? Like, dog, what's going on?
It was rough.
You're supposed to be these guys. This young up-and-coming squad, especially on the offense, you looked rough.
Well, the thing is, Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase do look like they have a little bit of a relationship, I like to think. They had a big connection at the end of the game that scored him a touchdown, and they were good the week before as well. I think they're on the same page, and that might turn out to be a pretty decent signing or a draft pick by the Bengals to pass up on Penei Sewell or any other offensive lineman and take Ja'Marr Chase. But the defense is also not there yet. The offense, the line needs to be better. It can't protect Joe Burrow. The D-line pretty much forced two of those interceptions with the pressures. It was a rough game for both offenses in this one, I think, to be fair.
Well, now we get to see Justin Fields next week, though. I believe Andy Dalton is out.
Well,
unfortunately, he's going to have to go against the Browns, which might just murder the my potential NFC Rookie of the Year.
Honestly, Andy Dalton never got a fair chance in Chicago, and it was also a scenario.
Did he need to?
No. That's what I was just going to say. There's also a scenario where it's like Justin Fields was not supposed to be a Chicago Bear at the beginning of the year.
No.
And then it was, oh, yeah, well, all right, Andy, you're probably not going to play. No.
Like, sorry, Justin Fields was there at 12. What were we supposed to do?
Right. But you think he's earned playing time over Andy Dalton right now?
I don't think Andy Dalton has playing time over him. Justin Fields should have been the starter from week one.
Fair. I don't know. Andy Dalton had a couple of decent drives when he was in there. He had the touchdown, too.
Yeah, well, also Andy Dalton was in the mindset to start a game, to play out a game, bringing in a rookie quarterback out of nowhere like that. I mean, it's jarring, dude. I mean, what else can I say?
Also, the Bears used David Montgomery, but he did not do as well for me on fantasy this week, so that was a little buzzkill. But
did you lose?
No, I did. I'm actually, I'm up by like 50 points or something. So.
Oh, so it's not even close.
No, it don't matter, but that's because. You got any final thoughts on this one? I don't really got anything else. I don't think either team looked impressive. There was some flashes of the Bears defense like that, but Justin Fields was very underwhelming, I think.
Like I said, he did not have a good game. Definitely was not the Justin Fields that we saw during the preseason.
No. And that's because he's playing against starters now. But we'll wait for that. You know what? Let's go to another noon game here, and I'll talk about real quick because we're talking about one rookie quarterback. We'll go to.
Oh my God! You're taking forever.
Denver and Jacksonville.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna go to.
Those Denver Broncos are not to be messed with, damn it.
Okay, the Denver Broncos look like they have the best defense in the NFL, but the Denver Broncos have played the New York Jets and the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I get it. I'm not saying they're going to win the West, by no means, but I like the Denver Broncos this year. And I seem to be liking them more and more as we go along. Teddy Bridgewater went pretty good.
Teddy Bridgewater just wins football games. He just wins football games. That's all he does.
He had 328 yards, man. Like, two touchdowns. Got sacked three times, so there's the real problem is that line. But, dog, he was just whipping it around, dude.
Dude, had Courtland's, yeah.
60 yards.
Courtland Sutton did look really good. I love Noah Fant. He's like super athletic at the tight end position. Super fun to watch. Teddy Bridgewater just makes his team better around him whenever he plays too. He's always been a real good option to just go in there and win games. He's not going to light up stat lines, even though he did on this one. He's a very safe pick and a very good option as opposed to Drew Lock, who is the swag option and could do some cooler things, but could also play like Trevor Lawrence has played the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I was just about to say, conversely, Trevor Lawrence was butt.
Dude.
He was not good.
Trevor Lawrence in his 2 weeks now, 450 yards, 4 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, and he's played the Broncos and the Texans. Yikes. Only other person with 5 interceptions, fellow rookie Zach Wilson.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Let's wrap up this this game and go
pretty
right
much
over
Denver here. Pretty much Denver just mollywhopping Jacksonville. A really cool touchdown with the kick return, 102-yard kick return. That's always fun. Yeah, always great. But Jacksonville, they are worse than a lot of people thought they were.
I told you, man.
They're really bad.
Houston is not going to be last in the league.
No, yeah. Jacksonville's pretty bad. There's worse teams than the Houston Texans this year, for sure.
And that's saying something.
Yeah.
Because Houston lost Tyrod.
Yeah.
So, like, holy shit.
Okay, which one are we going to go to? Are we going to go to...
Oh, sorry. Yeah, let's go New York Jets. New England Patriots at New York Jets.
Okay, all right. Patriots at Jets.
Speaking of mollywop.
Yeah, this is another rookie versus rookie matchup. Mac Jones versus Zach Wilson. And just not a good day for Zach. Not a good day at all. Four interceptions, right? Isn't that what it was? I don't have it in front of me.
Yeah, he was not good. 37 passer rating. Ugh. I mean, he got 210 yards. He outthrew Mac Jones, sure, but good God, he could not get anything going for himself.
Well, Damian Harrison had the run of the day, just would not go down, breaking tackles left and right.
So, Damian Harris, right?
I said Harrison, didn't I?
Yes.
Yeah, Damian Harris, sorry. Damian Harris had the run of the day, was fantastic. James White put up insane fantasy numbers for how really weird his stats looked. But
dude, he had 6 receptions for 45 yards, man. I mean, he was playing all over. Not to mention 20 yards on the ground, too.
James White has been the best Badger running back in the NFL in my lifetime. He's got a Super Bowl. He's got a Super Bowl.
He's
been in the league forever.
It does feel like forever.
Yeah, and he probably should have had a Super Bowl MVP.
That is true.
Yeah.
Definitely true.
So, but I'm going to say James White. Until Jonathan Taylor proves me differently, James White. That's what I'm going to say.
Good chance.
Yeah.
Good chance.
But the Patriots, they bounced back after losing to Miami last week, and they just looked like they were doing real fundamental football, really getting the rock spread around. Mac Jones was still pretty efficient, even though he wasn't taking the big plays. But they just did their defensive thing, really shut down Zach Wilson. Like we said, 4 interceptions, including 2 by J.C. Jackson, who was near the top last year for the league. I'm not so sure the Jets are worse than the Jags. I wouldn't go that far, but this was a bad game by Zach Wilson for sure.
Yeah, Zach Wilson had Sam Darnold Jets game.
Oh, like, did you see the reporter ask him if he was seeing ghosts?
Did he really?
Yeah, what an ass, dude. Guy. What an ass. I know. It was fucking, what an ass. I would have been pissed, but he laughed it off. He didn't think much of it. You got anything else from this game? What should we move on to the one you were going to talk about?
Well, hold on. I wasn't even done yet.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say that Robert Saleh really just looks like he doesn't know what he's doing. I don't know how long he lasts. I think this is going to be a one-year stop for him because, Jesus, I don't have hopes for the Jets either.
You think this is 1 year?
I can see it.
I guess with any coach in the league, I guess that would probably make the most sense for that to be the one-year stop.
Oh, no, dude. That's Urban Meyer.
You think so?
I'm telling you.
I think they might like him over there still. I think they might.
I will. We'll get to that a little bit later.
What do you mean? We just talked about that.
I know. We'll get to that later.
Okay.
Also, I will say that it looks like the Patriots might be holding back their offense a little bit and just like trying to keep Mac Jones afloat. They're not letting him try to go bonkers, but they're protecting him as well.
Mac Jones is their most important player, but he's not even close to their best player.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yes. Right? Doesn't it?
Yes.
It's like he is the guy that is the glue guy for them almost, and he's supposed to manage the game. His intelligence is supposed to be a reflection of Bill's intelligence and vice versa. But they don't need Mac to do anything except get the ball to where it needs to be and run the plays that need to be run.
Yes.
So yes. He is the most important player on that team, but he's not even close to the best player.
Okay, I'm down with that.
Yeah, fair. Fair.
All right, let's go to the slaughterhouse that was the Cleveland Browns-Houston Texans game.
Cleveland Browns-Houston Texans. To be honest, I think what we got to say is for the first part of this, the Texans are not as bad as we think.
No, Texans got like a dog in them, right? Like they are playing hard and really what killed them this game is the insane amount of injuries that just happened. One being, like I said earlier, Tyrod Taylor, who
Tyrod Taylor
did not catch a fucking break in the NFL.
Tyrod Taylor, if he plays this whole game, might win this football game.
Yes,
he might.
Tied at 14 going into halftime, but at the minute that they came back onto the field, Davis Mills was under center because Taylor was out. He had that hamstring injury, and it just makes me like shed one tear, like that old Native American commercial, like watching the Indian cry. That is me. Like, I'm just one tearing for Tyrod.
I do feel bad for Tyrod. After getting stabbed last season by his team doctor, to come back to what looked to be...
You better bring this up every fucking game.
Yeah, just get stabbed. He just got stabbed, bro. It's crazy. He got stabbed by his own doctor.
I will say, Davis Mills didn't look horrible. He came out shaky. 0-2, the first two series were not good, but he started to settle in a little bit after that. Now, unfortunately, the Texans have to go to a Thursday night game this week, so they're going to have less time to get him prepared, and that could be dangerous. And they're playing against the Panthers, so I'm not looking. It's not looking too good for them.
All right,
I wish the best.
Time. I have a segment that I'm going to jump in really quick with this game involved in it. Time to play. He's on this team. Philip Lindsay on the Texans. Didn't know that. Totally missed that.
I actually did know that. I think.
What?
It's Philip Lindsay and Mark Ingram III.
Mm-hmm. Mark Ingram. Right?
Third.
Junior.
Is he the third? Junior?
Junior. Oh.
Damn it.
Close enough. But it was a big day from Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. They got the best two-headed monster in the running game right now in the NFL, if between running backs at least. Maybe not the best running game, but definitely the best two-headed monster at the running back position. Baker Mayfield, though, I'm not really in love with him. He's not playing very well.
He's like separated his shoulder and came back, though. You got to give him some props.
I get it. He's nice. He's a good dog player, like you said. Another way I like that. The Browns' running game is legit. It can win them football games.
For sure, and they're going to need it because what do they have at wide receiver? Jarvis Landry went down with a knee injury. So let's play another game. Name their next wide receiver. Odell is out as well.
Yeah, they have Donovan Peoples-Jones.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Rashard Higgins as well, Anthony Schwartz, Demetric Felton.
Who's Harrison Bryant? What are these guys?
I'm telling you, I don't see good things in the receiving game, so you better hope that that defense in the running game kind of gets you somewhere.
Yeah, I also have another segment of he's on that team, Malcolm Smith on the Browns, former Super Bowl MVP.
Oh, I did not know that either.
Right, had an interception, had a big day, honestly.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah,
Malcolm Smith, no, that's Malcolm Butler.
No, Malcolm Smith, interception yesterday, and then he was a Super Bowl MVP with Seattle when he returned the pick six when they were playing Denver.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Why did I not know that or not remember that? Oh, well.
Yeah, so Malcolm Smith, random as hell. But the Browns they move up to 1-1 now after losing to the Chiefs last week. Texans move down to 1-1. The Texans are still in first place in the AFC South, people. So get ready for that's something that probably not a lot of people thought even after week two. I know that's not a big sample size, but team doesn't look nearly as bad as what everyone talked about it being We should probably come out with a power rankings next week. Do you think?
Sure.
Or like a week four one, maybe?
Let's go like top five, bottom five.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll do that. We'll do that next week. We'll do top five, bottom five at the end of the show. All right. But
Let's stay in that division, though, and go to another barn burner. Let's go to Tennessee and Seattle.
Okay. We'll mix it up a little bit.
We got this wrong.
Yeah. Tennessee, they fought back. They looked really good at the end there. Seattle is just so much Russell Wilson and whoever wants to play after that.
This was probably one of like the hardest losses for Seattle in a while, right? Like, man.
Seattle got Seattled. This is when Seattle gets all the time.
Yes, 100%. Dude, they were up so much. They were up 24-9 at halftime.
That's what I mean.
And then, boom, 17 unanswered points in the fourth quarter and overtime. Now, I will say, to Tennessee's credit, they should have won that game before overtime.
Facts.
Because Julio got fucking robbed.
Got robbed.
That was all over Twitter, all over the internet, and that's bullshit.
Are you going to apologize for some Julio slander in the offseason, too?
What Julio slander? I didn't slander him.
Oh! What?
I did not slander him.
You were talking down on my Julio for me talking up on my Julio, and Julio's one of the best wide receivers in the NFL still.
All I said was that Julio isn't going to be as big of a playmaker as you think he is. That is what I said.
And he looked pretty big yesterday.
Oh, my God.
I will say...
Interceptions for 128 yards. That's it.
I will say Derrick Henry's still the guy in Tennessee, of course.
Yes, I'm glad to see him back because dude was nothing last week.
He might break the rushing record this year. He might. If he puts up a season like he did last year, he's going to have an extra game. He might.
Yeah, well, you know what? He's not going to have an extra game because last week he did so poorly.
Fair.
Yep.
I really was disappointed in the Seahawks. They should have came out on top of this game. Not that I care that much because fuck the Seahawks. And whatever they do to the Packers, every time they play them, it feels like. Although not lately, but for that stretch. They really fucked it, and they could have had the entire NFC West 2-0 if they would have won this game. But now they're stuck in fourth after losing now to Tennessee. And Ryan Tannehill was just chugging along, too. I'm not a fan of him, but he does play well for the Titans now.
Now, unfortunately, like, Seattle is looking like they're really going to regret letting Shaquille Griffin leave in free agency because their secondary was rough.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the biggest plays was that 60-yard run by Derrick Henry. And that happened, you could say that maybe Jamal Adams kind of let that happen. You know, he kind of fucked it up a little bit. But man, if they don't figure that shit out, Seattle's going to have a tough run.
This is not a division you want to lose games that you shouldn't lose either, because every game's going to count in the NFC West.
The only thing that, I shouldn't say the only thing, but the thing that they should take solace in is that Russell Wilson still looks like the best quarterback in the NFC West. So I think that as long as they got Wilson, there is definitely a shot of pulling that out.
I think that you're right. I think you're right on that. I think he still is the best quarterback in the NFC West. It's Russell Wilson. He's an animal. He's just been doing it for so many years. And
he's an animal. He continues
to make it look easy. Did you see Russell Wilson's proposal for overtimes?
Oh, no.
Did you see this?
No.
So Russell Wilson thinks it's stupid to have ties, right?
Okay, that's fair.
So all he's saying is we run the same overtime rules, and in the case of a tie, what should happen is visiting team goes out for a coin toss, right? Heads or tails. Whatever you land on, you can pick if you want to kick or if you want the other team to kick a 53-yard field goal to win the game.
No.
No what?
No, that's dumb.
Why?
Why not just do a field goal off?
I like the suspense of the one field goal.
No. You keep moving the field goal back 5 yards, and then you play it similar to like overtime, where you kind of have that back and forth, right?
I like the fact that 53 yards is like, damn, that's a good kick, but it's also like every team should have a kicker that can make a 53-yard kick. And
guess what? Not every team has that. You saw it last week with Washington.
Okay.
Whatever is nuts, that dude cannot get close to 50 yards.
I'm just saying it's something that's, it would be, but then you can choose the other team too, and that's still a good kick.
Nope.
I don't know. I think it's kind of fun.
I'd like it better if they just went to a field goal off.
Start where?
40?
40 yards?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then 5 yards every subsequent kick after.
Okay.
And then
I'll take that.
You do it walk off style. So it goes back, like one team, other team.
You have to make the field goal to win.
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. All right, I'm down with that.
That'd be good.
I'd be down with that.
Yeah.
Where should we move on to? That was Seattle and Tennessee we were at, right? Should we go down to a team that didn't have such success with field goals at the end of it then? Like, such as Arizona, Minnesota?
Yeah, that was rough, dude.
I cannot express how hilarious, and I just, you know, for those of you that know, my best friend's a Vikings fan, and it's just so rough to be a Vikings fan. It's just got to be terrible. They never have a kicker, or they never have a team that's really that good but not bad enough to get anyone fun on the team also. It's just got to be a tough life to be a Vikings fan.
Yeah, and you know what? It doesn't get any easier. They have Seattle coming in and Cleveland coming in the week after that. It's an 0-4 start to the season. It sure is looking like.
Do you think Mike Zimmer is going to get fired in the middle of the year?
No. Mike Zimmer has too much respect. He's one of the more tenured coaches, if not outside of Belichick, obviously. He might be the most tenured coach in the NFC.
I wouldn't doubt that, but crazy? Like, why does that matter? He hasn't won shit.
He's definitely won some stuff. He's put up, he's put the Vikings into playoff contention many times.
One NFC championship game with Case Keenum, which they lost to Nick Foles.
Is it only one? What's the other one?
Favre would be Leslie Frazier.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, bro. Mike Zimmer can get fired in the middle of the year.
And speaking of a bad defense, Vikings, they just keep giving up chunk plays, dude. Huge chunk plays.
The Cardinals' offense is nuts, though, to be fair.
Yeah, I get that, but you can't let it happen.
They have a really young secondary in Minnesota, and they don't have really... The defense is definitely a little overrated. Danielle Hunter had a big game, though. It was just too much, too little, you know? Nothing happened after that.
Did you hear the call for the Vikings? The play-by-play guy announced that kick was good initially, and then he went, oh, no, never mind, it went left.
Oh, I did not hear it.
And it's gone! Oh, no, it went
jeez.
It was very sad. I forget his name. It's like Paul Stanley or something like that.
Tough scene.
Dude, Kyler Murray, he's kind of looking like last year Kyler Murray. Let's hope he keeps it up.
He's so fun to watch, man. He's so fun to watch. And Russell Wilson walked so he could run. I mean, absolutely. Rondale Moore had a big game coming out, the rookie. DeAndre Hopkins caught a touchdown. You know who even caught a touchdown was A.J. Green. He got A.J. Green involved, his old ass. So I love what the Cardinals have going right now as well. And they moved 2-0 on the season, and the Vikings moved to 0-2.
And in another story is it's a one-sided affair because that defense was not good. And the defense itself isn't all that crazy. Like you said, they shouldn't have gotten rid of Hassan Reddick. And it looks like looking like they're needing him a little bit.
I wouldn't. Yeah, that would definitely help it out. Chandler Jones is a monster already in himself. He does make plays. But to get rid of Hassan Reddick for an $8 million contract, I never understood that. Still don't.
Yeah.
Still don't.
Also, how's J.J. Watt doing?
Not as good as Hassan Reddick. Like why? Oh, that was so random to get him to.
Q Price is Right tuba.
Yeah. I'm gonna say so how many sacks does J.J. Watt get? Like over under 4.5.
Oh, I'm taking under.
Yeah. What if I put it at 3.5?
I'd sooner go over on the 3.5, but on 4.5, I'm taking the under. I know that's weird. I know 4 sacks, like exactly, but I if I had to put money on it, like if I was seeing this, if I'm seeing over under 4.5, I'm taking the under.
I think
I'm
I would too.
Over, I think I'm I would too. Over under 3.5, I'm taking the over.
Yeah, I think I would as well. He's very very. Little used too. He's coming on for like really weird, like third down pass rush situations. But they
he
know
he's happy. Sure, yeah, go right ahead, dude.
Yeah,
I don't know what to tell you.
He's got a good team. Right. He's on good offense.
Well, good for him.
Should we talk about the last team in the NFC? Oh, that's not the last team in the NFC West.
No,
but
we still got
two.
Yeah,
we're at like 50 minutes, by the way. So.
Let's pick it up a little bit.
Let's go. All let's right. go. Let's go to Rams-Colts. I'm going to go to Rams-Colts. Rams-Colts. Right. The Rams were trying to lose this game. The Rams just absolutely were. They had no reason getting this game any close, any what close at the end there. And they just couldn't finish. And they were getting they looked like real hotheads some of the time. Like, I know that was like super dad term right there. But you could tell that they were not mentally tough at all, the Rams. And they had guys fighting. They had Taven Young get ejected for pushing the umpire. Like, it was not – it was definitely getting to them. And I don't think Carson Wentz is good, and you don't think Carson Wentz is good, but he definitely was fighting hard, and I think that's why he gets hurt so much. I just think he plays hard too much.
I mean, tell me if you've heard this one before. Carson Wentz is hurt.
Yeah.
Dude always gets hurt.
Double ankle sprain, I'm hearing now.
What the fuck does that even mean? Double ankle sprain?
like just how do you walk? How do you walk? I don't know.
How do you do anything? Do you sprain it one way and then sprain it another?
No, I think both his ankles are sprained.
Oh, he got both his ankles.
Yeah, like what are you supposed to do?
dude was scrambling the entire night. Fuck me, man. He was running because everyone knows this entire Rams team, though it has a potent offense, it goes through Aaron Donald and company, right?
Absolutely.
Aaron Donald continues. It's only week 2, and I can safely say it's going to be him as Defensive Player of the Year.
Right? Oh, okay. I mean, he just wins it every year now at this point.
He just pressures and powers his way in and just demolished that, again, fairly decent Indianapolis Colts line.
Quentin Nelson had nothing but good things to say about him afterwards, and Aaron Donald's just the scariest human in the NFL, I think. After James Harrison retired, I think it's Aaron Donald now.
Well, James Harrison's been retired right. For quite some time. 2017, I believe?
I don't know if it was that long, really.
I think it is.
I feel like I could get persuaded to 2019. But
look it up. Take it.
Okay, I'll look it up. I also wanted to say that this is another segment of, oh, he's on this team. Sonny Michel is on the Rams.
I knew that.
What the fuck? When did that happen?
Especially, and you know what? You watch. He's going to have some more attempts because, Darrell Henderson Jr. ended up getting hurt, had a rib injury. So they're going to be relying on Sonny Michel and Jake Funk to kind of, you know, fill in for him while he's down.
James Harrison retired in 2018, so right in the middle. Ooh. Right in the middle. I do see Sonny Michel making a bigger impact on this team, and it's a pretty big name to head over there. And after losing Cam Akers, they really, if they can find some guy who can be that weapon out of the backfield, it's going to be a big difference for this Rams team. They have a really stacked Cooper Kupp is playing out of his mind right now. I mean,
two
weeks in a row, Cooper Kupp has just done amazing things. He put up like 40 points in fantasy for me. 37, I think. Absolute animal. And Matt Stafford, now that he has a little bit of weapons and a defense around him, we're doing exactly what he thought he was going to do. Already 2-0 now. And the Rams look like a top
Super Bowl favorites?
No. But a top 5 team in the NFL.
That's fair. Top 3.
Yeah. Okay. I can go for top three
in the NFC.
All right. My Super Bowl favorite. We'll move on to their game. Is got to be Tampa Bay.
Yeah. Holy shit.
They're just so good, man. They're so good.
Well, how much of that though is Atlanta also being complete dog shit?
I know, but didn't I hear like Tom Brady and the Bucks have won like 10 straight games and scored at least 30 in those 10 straight games?
It's not Tom Brady and the Bucks. It's just Tom Brady.
He's playing Tom out of Brady. His mind. He has 9 Tom touchdowns.
I asked you this question last week. Tom Brady has never lost to Atlanta. He is 10-0 against
my God.
Atlanta.
He's so good. I hate that I just like Tom Brady now, but I honestly kind of like Tom Brady now.
You don't call him the GOAT for no reason, right?
He's just so good. He doesn't look like he's slowing down. He could play another 5 years easy, it looks like.
And you know what the crazy thing, too, is at the start of the fourth quarter, it was a 3-point game. Like, how did it get blown out so bad to 48-25 by the end?
Tom Brady don't fuck around. Tom Brady don't fuck around.
It also doesn't help that Matt Ryan threw 2 pick sixes.
To the same guy, right?
That I don't know. I'll be completely honest.
I think it was the same guy. Wait, I have to check it. I don't have the books in front of me. Oh, my God. You look at it. Tom Brady had 5 touchdowns, no interceptions. What a fucking animal, dude. Absolute animal. It was. It was Mike Edwards had both pick sixes.
Holy shit.
Yeah, what a day. What a day for you.
Well, and then a third one by Shaq Barrett as well, too. So, like, dude, you can't do that against Tom Brady.
The team is stacked. The team is absolutely stacked. Gronk is back to – I have had Gronk on my bench the last 2 weeks. And I could have really been kicking ass if I had him in my flex. And I might do it next week just because my flex is very flexible.
Who's your other tight end?
TJ Hockenson.
Oh.
Yeah, so okay. It's just like, might as well play him. He was really good last week.
Yeah. All right, that's fair.
And I'm also cool with, like, either he plays bad and the Packers play well, or I win.
Oh yeah.
So I'm cool with those scenarios. You know what I mean?
You might just win anyway. It's 50 points.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I'm up by a lot now, so it doesn't matter. Should we go into? But I would say the Buccaneers are still a Super Bowl favorite. Easy.
I can see that.
Yeah. What other games? Buffalo and Miami. There was really nothing to talk about.
Are you out of your mind?
Dolphins suck, Tua. Dude.
Tua's gone.
Tua any, is yeah, but
any type of positive that you could have had, Tua Tagovailoa is now out with a rib injury.
But
that is also not something that is easily. Easy to come back from.
Well, now, he had the rib injuries before, right? That was what it was when he was coming out of college.
I'm saying that to have another one stack up, this is not something that you get better with in the season.
Right. I was agreeing with you. I don't know if my tone didn't sound like that.
I will say I am happy to see Jacoby Brissett on the field.
But this is the thing. The Dolphins are a team that, for some reason, drafted Tua with their fifth pick with never pretty much after his third game having faith in him, right?
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They don't really like Tua. They have more faith in Jacoby Brissett, and he's not better than Tua.
He got Josh Rosen pretty hard.
Really bad, man.
Yeah. Also, too, you had a pretty much dominant day by the Buffalo Bills defense. They had 6 sacks, 11 quarterback hits, 3 takeaways, Greg Rousseau, their rookie first-round pick, had 2 sacks, 5 tackles, 2 quarterback hits. I mean, he was a monster. And I think this is kind of what they needed after last week's abysmal performance to kind of just come back. And, I can't say anything more about the Dolphins. I thought they were going to be a little bit more competitive. I never thought they were going to win outright or anything. But they're bad, and it's looking worse and worse for them.
I really like Xavien Howard, though. He's just always all over the field. He had another interception. He had 10 last year. Came back out, got another one on Josh Allen on a nice play on a slant route. I think he's going to be in the trade market too still this season, because if Tua's out for an extended period of time, there wouldn't be any more reason than there to sell, because I don't think they can win a lot of games with Jacoby Brissett at quarterback. And Xavien Howard would be the top guy on the trade market this season for sure.
Oh yeah, I mean that's a huge net of trade assets. Right,
so
there.
So hear me out. Like, if you were guaranteed to sign him with some cap, all were just strict hypotheticals, would you give up your first round pick if you're a Green Bay?
Why?
Just throw him on the other side. Just throw him on the other side.
No.
Why not?
You have Eric Stokes, your first round pick.
I like Xavien Howard.
Well, no shit, you like Xavien Howard.
Saying, I like
but
him.
No.
I like him. We don't really need it. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Draft quarterback? We have Jordan Love.
Oh, my God.
Just saying.
Settle down.
I just wanted to say that. Are the Bills as good as they were last year, though?
It's week 2. I can't say that, right? Like, they're 1-1. And it's not like they went to an 0-2 schlock fest like a lot of these other, you know, shit teams. But, man, I sure hope they are, because I do love the Bills. I love me some Josh Allen.
He looks like a little bit down from last year. That's all I wanted to say.
Just a tad bit, but
just
like
a tad bit down.
Maybe he gets out of those and breaks away from those inconsistencies that he's currently having.
Okay. I can see it. I can definitely see it. But first 2 weeks have looked a little rough. I want to get into this. Do you have anything else for that game?
Nope.
All right. I got. This is the only game I really did nothing for. Didn't really watch much of it. I didn't watch any of it, to be honest. Didn't spark my interest. San Francisco and Philly. I have no idea what happened.
Dude, we told you that they were going to absolutely dominate. And, I mean, lo and behold.
Yeah, didn't watch it at all.
I will say, dude, again, Jalen Hurts is keeping them in games. You got to feel pretty good about it.
I'm going to go look at it right now and make my very first assumptions, because
12 for 23, 190 yards.
12 for 23? Eh. They scored 11 points. Like, what? They didn't score until fourth quarter? Touchdown?
Yeah, well, San Francisco only had 17. I mean, like, it's not...
I think that team, I might have been hyping them up a little bit more than I could have too, as well. But they're really sold on Jimmy. They like Jimmy a lot. Eli Mitchell doesn't look terrible at the rookie position. Was definitely slower this week than he was the week before. But Deebo Samuel has been an animal. He had a big week last week and another big week this week too.
Yeah, and it looks unfortunately too. They also lost Elijah Mitchell for that shoulder injury later in the game too. So I know, I forget who was.
Oh, he got hurt?
Yeah.
Oh, well then, yeah. I don't know.
The 49ers were looking at someone. I can't remember who. I was actually laughing. I was going to bring it up, but now I can't remember. Oh, well.
Hopefully it's Frank Gore.
They're working out Duke Johnson and Lamar Miller. Lulz.
Yikes. You know, 2000 and late.
Lamar Miller comes.
2000 and late.
Lamar Miller just goes to bad teams.
That's all he does. Really got nothing. I have no feelings about that game. Did you want to move on? Did you have anything else you got to say?
Yes, I do.
All right. Yeah, that was boring. So if you're a 49ers fan, sorry. I'm not talking about your game.
Dallas and the Chargers.
This was a good one.
Yes.
And I think that this is why I'm losing less faith in Washington. I think Dallas is going to win this division.
Yeah, I mean, it's looking more and more. I will say, they shouldn't have won this game. The Chargers were doing some damage, and they just kept getting penalties. And then after the penalties, they'd have a freaking turnover. And it was brutal. The Chargers were flagged 12 times.
Did you see
Two of them cost them touchdowns.
Yeah, did you see? And you saw the other one where Justin Herbert, I mean, just fucking whipped out his piss missile of an arm on one of them and must have threw it 30 to 35 yards straight down the field across the middle of the field, and then there ended up being a holding call. And, I mean, it was one of the most impressive throws I've seen from Herbert so far. It was just absolutely gorgeous, right on the money, straight to the breadbasket, and it was all for nothing. And I felt for him this game. I think that the Chargers are really good. Like I'm still in on the Chargers. They've just had a couple of they had a couple of unlucky moments in that game.
They had more than just a couple. I'm hoping that they get this immature play out of their systems, right? 12 fucking penalties for almost 100 yards. I mean, come on, man.
I think they need more out of Eckler, too. I think they need more out of Eckler.
Why do you love Austin Eckler so much? You have man crush on Austin Eckler.
I hate Austin Eckler.
You love him.
No, I said they need more out of him.
Super love.
I don't think he... I think he's so overrated. I really do.
All right.
I don't know. If he's so good, give him the ball more. You know what I mean?
And this win gives Mike McCarthy a record on the Cowboys, 6-17.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Mike McCarthy, everyone.
He's so big now, too. He's so big. Just every time I see him, he blows up more.
Everything's bigger in Texas. All right.
Okay. Our last game before the Sunday night game, it is Raiders and Steelers. And this is another one I'm glad we saved till the end, because Derek Carr is fucking back.
Yes. I will say, I told you I had a feeling about it, that there was just upset potential there. And lo and behold, man, the Raiders are 2-0.
They are. And
like, holy shit.
And looked really good on top of it.
And are tied for first place in the division.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, the Steelers, I think, are frauds every year. You know, we definitely understand that they're not, like, Super Bowl contenders. But that's a playoff team every year, pretty much year in and year out. And they looked really good against them. And Derek Carr, he is... If Derek Carr was in Dallas, would the Cowboys be better? Is he better than Dak?
No.
No, you don't think so? Is he better than... Is he top... like 7 quarterback?
Derek Carr?
Yeah, I think so. I really am ready to have that. Yeah.
I'm going to hesitantly say no, but that's not really looking at things.
Imagine if Derek Carr was on the Titans.
Is Derek Carr better than Justin Herbert?
I think he might be still, yeah.
Oh my God, stop it.
I think so. I think Derek Carr is going to be really fucking good this year.
Derek Carr is your man crush, not Austin Eckler.
Yeah, for this season, maybe. That is my first, like, I'm going to buy this take early this year. Derek Carr is going to be nuts. Panthers were my first one, to be fair. I was on that. And then I'm going to say Derek Carr is going to be a top 7 quarterback season from him this year.
All right. I will say the Raiders should be a little bit scared. They lost their first rounder, Alex Leatherwood.
You're the only one who thought that.
Hey, fuck off, dog.
Hey, you were right.
Right, and I'm going to ride it the entire season.
Fuck yeah.
But they lost a good amount of their offensive line. They have a very injured offensive line. Hopefully they can kind of get Richie Incognito back. Because that'll be a big asset for them. And, Josh Jacobs going down, which is, that's going to be a big factor going into this week.
We'll have to see. And that'll probably let them explore more with Derek Carr, because I think Henry Ruggs had a big day. They got Darren Waller still. That Kenyon Drake signing is going to be nice. Where he's very versatile in the run and pass game. I really like the Raiders this year, and a sneaky playoff team, maybe even two. I think Derek Carr is going to have a really good year. I like watching them play these first 2 weeks. And like I said, against a pretty respectable team on top of it, they made look kind of silly.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that idea. And really, fuck the Steelers. I've never liked them.
No, yeah, they're no fun to root for. They are.
Yeah, get out of here.
All right, Sunday night, Baltimore, Kansas City. Great way to end the night with an upset and just
the best way.
A great fourth quarter on Sunday Night Football. Baltimore takes down Kansas City. And do you think John Harbaugh's balls are still swollen this morning from how big they were last night?
Dude, he was feeling them. So
dude.
He's going to have to get them looked at pretty soon.
They were feeling themselves. They were feeling themselves yesterday. It was an awesome way to just end the game on a fourth down conversion. And honestly, the math was perfect, right? I mean, it was a 99% chance if they get it, 60% chance if they punt, and 33% chance to win if they don't get it. And it was 1 yard, and it was Lamar Jackson. You knew he was taking the ball.
There are so many photographic moments in that game between, you know, Lamar Jackson doing the flip over, just a lot of comeback stuff in that game. Just, man, felt good, didn't it?
I loved it. I loved it. It was such a good game. Lamar Jackson is they're coming off a rough performance last week to come back and beat Kansas City, probably the best team in the league, at one of the best teams in the league, obviously, and shut down their number one option. This team is injury riddled like crazy. No one other than Lamar Jackson is playing, it feels like, and Hollywood Brown, who, shout out to him, reason he played well, he said it's because he brought both his girlfriends to the game. Nice. And like, okay, dude, cool. Like, cool. Good for you. And Baltimore walks away with a 1-point victory. And they've been a team that's been really into the math and the analytics of going for it on fourth down since the beginning. And they've been punting less and less every year. Smart play by John Harbaugh that's helping change football.
Much smarter than Jim. Look at Jim over there in Michigan.
I know. How terrible.
Also, too, I just don't think it's ever possible to put Pat Mahomes on a team that has a decent defense. I think Kansas City is just destined to have a shitty defense because, fuck me, they look terrible.
I wouldn't be surprised by that either, but it was a decision that they had to make because you didn't want to give Patrick Mahomes the ball back. Why would you do that? And yeah, he was going to have a minute, and you got the three fastest guys maybe in the NFL on their team. So it made complete sense.
I'm not talking about Baltimore's.
Right. But I was getting to, you had to take advantage of where you could beat Patrick Mahomes, and that is when he's not on the field.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I get that for sure. And then, you know, they come in big with the strip sack fumble, right?
Jason Owe. Big day from him. I had a lot of fun watching that one, and I think that the Ravens are still good. I think Lamar Jackson's still got a lot of talent, and he might be the best athlete to ever play in the NFL.
Stop it.
Definitely the best athlete at the quarterback position.
Stop it.
That's wrong. That's wrong. No, he's definitely the best athlete at the quarterback. Definitely. Definitely. He's all sick. Right. He runs like a 4.2.
We get it.
He's good. He's really good.
All right. Let's go into our pick-ems.
Okay, let's do it. Start with Monday night. Green Bay versus Detroit. I'm going to take the Packers. Okay, I know it's not a homer pick. It's really what I think it is. I don't think the Packers, like I said, I'm on like a 2 for the worry scale right now. Last week was really bad, and that's why I moved it up to 2 and not at 1. Because they looked terrible last week, I still think they come out. They even it up 1-1 now.
Yeah, I think they take this win. Like I said, it's National String Cheese Day. This is destiny to win this fucking game.
And Aaron Rodgers in Ford Field? Come on.
Hey, man, he does not play well against cover 2 defenses. You saw it last week. That's the one thing that Detroit's got going for them is that they have a lot of former New Orleans staff on that defense.
We'll see.
Coaching team. All right. Next up, Carolina at Houston.
I'm going to take the Panthers, man. I think they're riding hot. The Panthers started off 3-0. Sam Darnold continues to look good.
Dude, it's pretty hard not to go against Carolina. pretty hard to, it's pretty hard to go against Carolina.
There you go.
That would have been bad. Especially now Tyrod Taylor's out. Davis Mills going to be the guy that takes them out. No, stop that. All right. Next up, Chicago and Cleveland.
I'm going to take Cleveland. I was not impressed by Chicago's win. Like I said, they got three plays that really shifted the whole momentum. Browns are just going to pound the rock, and I think they're going to walk all over the Bears. They'll probably beat them by a touchdown.
A touchdown?
Yeah.
A touchdown?
What's the spread for the game?
See if I can find that. I have the game right here, but do they give me point spread? No, because why would you?
I guess it's probably like 6.5.
Fuck you, Google. I don't know. I still think Cleveland's going to win. That Bears team is terrible, man. And I just don't see Justin Fields getting them a win over a team that's so damn good. Next up, Washington football team at Buffalo.
I'm going to take Buffalo football team after a win. Didn't look good, though, still. I think the team is suspect. If the Bills' defense plays like that, it's going to be an easy one for them.
Dog, Washington is just bad. It's bad, man. And they're not playing at home. I would be more willing to give Washington the win if they were at home. I think then you could have saw some swag from Heineke. But in this case, you got to go with Buffalo. L.A. Chargers at Kansas City.
This was a good one last year. This was Justin Herbert's first start, but Kansas City just doesn't lose back-to-back games. I want to give this one to the Chargers, and I wouldn't be surprised, but if we're going off who I think is going to win, I think it's going to be Kansas City. Pat Mahomes bounces back. Andy Reid's got a new game plan next week.
Yeah, dude. Kansas City's out for blood, man. Patrick Mahomes is out for blood. They're at home. You can't go against them. If you ask me who's going to win between the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs again, I would still say Kansas City because you don't bet against Pat Mahomes.
No, you can't.
Next up, it's Indianapolis versus Tennessee.
AFC South matchup. This one is tough, man. We're in Tennessee, though, and they're coming off a nice win at Seattle, right? I'll take Tennessee. Maybe they figure it out a little bit. Derrick Henry gets the rock fed to them, but I don't think that Indianapolis is anything to shake your nose at. I think that the Titans will win, though. Probably beat them by, you know, like 23-16 type score again.
Do you know who the quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts was?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be Jacob Eason. They'll beat him fucking by a lot. Yeah, that's right. I forgot Carson Wentz got hurt. Yeah, definitely Tennessee then.
I'm sorry, you can't go against them, especially being at home, too. I think this is pretty straightforward.
Yeah, this is lock of the week. That's lock of the week.
Now, here's a better one. We finally got some more competitive games. New Orleans versus New England.
I'm going to take New England. I really like what Mac Jones has got going on there. I think he's figuring it out. Saints, they just completely abandoned their run game last week. And I don't know what they were thinking about with that, but Jameis is very hit or miss. You know how he is. And Bill just wants to play consistent, hard-nosed football. Defense is going to come out firing against Jameis. They had 4 picks last week against the Jets. They'll probably have at least 2 more this next week.
I, too, think that New England is going to take it. Mac Jones looks good, and I worry about the scheming of New Orleans. I think that they have kind of lost sight, and they still think they're playing with Drew Brees when, man, you don't have Drew Brees. You have Jameis Winston.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Atlanta versus New York Giants.
Oh, God, these are two really bad teams. I'm going to go with Atlanta. I don't know why. This will be the only time I'll pick Atlanta to win a football game probably all year. But they put up 25 on Tampa Bay. The Giants gave away a win last week. They might do it again. It's in New York, but I don't know. I don't think the Giants are really good at all. I think they might be one of the worst teams in the NFL. I think the Falcons are too, but I think the Falcons ease them out on this one. That's what I'll go with.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with the Giants, man. Give me some Big Dick Daniel. Daniel Jones. We're going to show that he's an MVP candidate this week.
Relax.
Well, hey, anyone playing against Atlanta looks like an MVP candidate.
Okay, that's fair.
All right, next up is Cincinnati versus Pittsburgh.
I'm going to ride... I'm going to say the Steelers. I think they're a good team still, because I think the Raiders are as well a good team. Bengals looked really bad, and they played a really bad Minnesota team the week before. They got to come over to the AFC North, which is a much tougher division. This is Pittsburgh all day.
All day? I'm going to go upset. I'm calling upset alarm right now. I think Cincinnati's going to beat Pittsburgh.
Really?
Pittsburgh is going to be down in the dumps. I think Joe Burrow is going to man it the fuck up, and he's going to ball out this game.
Okay.
And ball out, but still keeping this game close, because Pittsburgh is a good team. And I think Pittsburgh falls to 1-2. I'm taking Cincinnati.
All right. I don't hate it. I don't hate that.
Baltimore versus Detroit.
Yeah, the laughter says it all. Just give me Baltimore. Lamar Jackson will have 100 yards rushing, probably 200 yards passing, and the Lions will hopefully be 0-3 after this game.
They're going to win. Baltimore's going to win, and it's going to be ugly. You might see some garbage time QB love for Jared Goff, where he just scores a whole bunch of shit in the fourth quarter. But outside of that, New York Jets versus Denver.
Well, I think you know where I'm going to go at this one.
Yeah. You're going to see another four picks thrown by Zach Wilson.
The Broncos just get interceptions and like play really good defense, and they're going to go out there and do the same thing. So there it goes, Broncos.
Dude, Broncos are going to go 3-0.
They might.
That's insane, dog. When's the last time we saw that? Manning? Was Manning 3-0?
Had to be.
All right, next up, it's Miami versus Las Vegas.
It's in Vegas. Mark Davis going to be wearing the most dapper suit with the best bowl cut in Allegiant Stadium. I'm going to take the Raiders. They're going to be 3-0 to start the season.
Dog, Miami is the most... Miami is toast with no condiments on it. They are bad.
That's burnt.
They're boring. They're not good at all. Like, you still have some toast, and that toast is Xavier Howard, but you have nothing to put on it outside of that. You got to take the Raiders. Raiders are also going to go to 3-0. Insane. Here we go. This is easily game of the week right here. Tampa Bay versus Los Angeles Rams.
I'm going to say, now, this is definitely game of the week, like you said. I'm going to give it to the Rams. They're in L.A. I think that the Rams will beat them. I think they're going to really put themselves on the map. I think that the Buccaneers will beat them in the playoffs later, and Tom Brady doesn't care about like regular season games, so it's not a big deal. I'm going to take the Rams in this one. I think that's my, quote, upset of the week.
Upset. All right. I wouldn't say that's necessarily an upset.
Kind of.
I'm going to go with the Buccaneers. Tom Brady looks too damn good. It's early enough that I still think he'll care, because he usually gets those bad regular season losses later on. It's never usually too early. Though... I 100% can understand the thought of this being one of those games where Brady just shrugs it off and says, we'll wait till the divisional round or to the championship round. Yeah, this could easily be one of those games. But I'm going to take the Buccaneers.
Okay.
Seattle versus Minnesota.
Yeah. So rough loss for both these teams based off of field goals last week. I'm going to say that Seattle played a better opponent, and I think that Seattle will go to Minnesota, and Russell Wilson's going to tear them up, and Vikings start 0-3 as well.
Yeah, Vikings are bad, dude. Vikings are really bad, and they just they got lucky with the bad defense, the defensive play of Arizona. I don't think you're going to see that with Seattle. Seattle wins it. And then Green Bay versus San Francisco.
I don't know, man. This is tough. I don't know. I need to see what the Packers bring today almost, but I don't have that luxury yet. And I'm gonna prematurely just say the Packers because I want to say we're as good as the 49ers. I do.
Oh, you're crazy.
And I just want to see this game. Aaron Rodgers is going to go back to Candlestick. We have a terrible, terrible track record in San Francisco with Aaron Rodgers, but I'm not losing faith in this team yet. Give me the Packers.
I think they win tonight. I think the Packers lose next week, man. That defense is going to get at that offensive line. And I think San Francisco, unfortunately, takes that win.
I could see
all
that.
All right. That's after last week, by the way. Like I said, you were I was 10-6. You were 11-5. So congrats.
Okay.
You did squeak one out on me.
I tried to.
One extra. And so right now our season totals. I have 16-8, and you are 15-9.
Comeback season. Comeback season.
Yeah. So I have a couple of quick hits. If you have any,
I got the Milwaukee Brewers are postseason bound. That's what I'm ready for, baby. Baseball will get a little bit of a segment in October. Don't worry, it's not completely gone because it's going to be the best baseball of the year coming up real soon.
All right. Well, congrats to the Brewers. Also, this is what I wanted to talk about before. USC fired their coach this past week. The names they are already throwing out. You got Eric Bieniemy, offensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs. You got potentially Jim Leonard, defensive coordinator for the Badgers. But really, here's the one, Urban Meyer, head coach for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Nah, he's not going to leave.
That is Urban Meyer's dream job.
Nah, he's not going to leave.
That's the job he's always wanted.
He's not going to leave.
We'll have to wait and see.
I think he's committed to building the team in Jacksonville. He's doing a terrible job, but I think he's committed. I think that USC going after Jim Leonard scares the shit out of me because I think Jim Leonard is a really good defensive coordinator, and he needs a head coaching job. I just don't want it to not be with Wisconsin almost, and that would make me really sad. But
you don't want it to be with Wisconsin?
No, I don't want it to not be with Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah, I was about to say because I'm telling you right now, he could easily take that job from Paul Chryst.
He could. Yeah, he could.
Any week now. another one. Did you hear that RG3 tweeted out that he wants to go back to Washington?
Yeah, I didn't, but no. Just no. Just you can't, bud. Like, it would have been cool. It would have been cool, but you're not good.
You know what? I'm not gonna say it's the worst idea. Look, RG3 or Taylor Heineke?
Taylor Heineke.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
All right. Well, never mind then. also, last one. There is a rumor mill of two separate people buying the Denver Broncos. You want to take a stab as to who these two could be?
Stone Cold Steve Austin and Queen Elizabeth.
Jesus Christ. Well, you're close to the second. First up, Jeff Bezos. And the other one, Jay-Z.
Jeff Bezos is going to own everything before you guys, man. Oh, my God.
Could you imagine?
It would be something.
Dude, they would have a crazy stadium, though. They would have a crazy stadium.
Everything, just like so many different fucking TVs.
Like you can literally just teleport to like where you want to get food. Just like from your seat.
Hear me out. They should have an Amazon distribution center in the stadium.
And our sister should run it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Then we could get season tickets to Colorado, to Denver Bronco games.
For you to Colorado.
Ew.
All right. And last but not least, this is kind of semi-breaking news. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are in talks with Richard Sherman.
I heard that as well. Like, fuck this team. Like, just getting all these vets to come back and play for them. And who wouldn't want to play with Tom Brady right now? They're the best team in the NFL, hands down. It happens after week one. And after this second week again now, the Chiefs are 1-1. They're the best team in the NFL.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, that was episode 33. It ran a little bit longer than usual, but I think there's a lot of good stuff in there. I don't think that it was too dragging, so I'm probably not even going to cut it up that much. But that's going to be it for our episode 33 of Down the Wire. It was a good one. Week 2 of the NFL. Big week 3 coming up next week. Got the Packers playing the Lions tonight. Please, 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 Green Bay, don't fuck this up. Just don't fuck this up.
Get ready to sound the panic alarm if they lose.
I will have much bigger worry scale next week if Green Bay is 0-2. But that's going to be it for our episode today. Make sure to check us out on wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. There's got to be another app, something else. Maybe even if you like to, just look up another app and see if our app's on there because of apps. And, of course, thechairshot.com.
Don't shit your pants!
Peace.
I just want all of your love. Give it all to me. I want all of your love. Give it all to me. I just want all of your love. Just give it all to me. I know it ain't no need to rush, but I don't like the way. I just want your love. I can't even function. They tell me I'm stuck all in my way. To you I come running. All in my way. Till you I come running. You know that it's nothing. Everything you do got me amazed. I just want all of your love. Never go all in because I'm scared to get my.
Springtime savings are in full bloom. All in the Kroger app. Buy one get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.